Thank you for all your warm condolences. I want to tell you about the Betty Francis, the little girl, who used to walk down the street in her best dress and her patent leather shoes to go to church by herself. She was seeking love and acceptance, and she was seeking for truth, things she didn't find in her home when her father abandoned her at an early age. That abandonment cost her much pain and sorrow during her lifetime. I remember when my mother put on her patent leather shoes to come here to this place. She heard Alton and I brag about it when we were students, and she wanted to find out for herself. And so she came down here, audited a course from the famous Buck Hatch, a wonderful teacher, and that course helped her to make sense of her dysfunctional and painful childhood and helped her to see that her Heavenly Father loved her and had a plan for her life. Yes, little Betty Francis was special to God. That was the beginning of her love affair with this institution, and that love continued through auditing more courses, being mentored by many people out here, bonding with people out here, serving on CIU board, then Lippin board, and then deciding, of course, to have her memorial service here, just like my dad did. I remember the day my mother told my husband and I that she had breast cancer. She said, "I have cancer. Either way, it's going to be okay." And she had that twinkle in her eye. And she said, "You know, this might be my ticket to heaven." Billy Graham said just last week at his 96th birthday, "I know I'm going to heaven, and I'm looking forward to it with great anticipation. It is the birthright of every child of God to long for that place in heaven that God has prepared for us." And my mother longed for it in her latter years. My mother taught us that life was all about family. People were more important than things. And no matter where my parents went, they never forgot where they came from, and they always wanted to serve a mission and purpose in life. And she served that as a servant to many. In her last days, as her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren all were able to gather at her bed, these are some of the comments that she made. "Death is a part of life," she said. "It's okay. I'm blessed by all of you. See you in heaven." It's as if Betty Francis's bags were packed and she was waiting for that chariot. You know, the chariot in the song that goes like this: "Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home." Yes, my mother had her thumb out like a hitchhiker, bags packed, hoping and praying that that chariot would sweep down low enough and pick her up and take her home. And the chariot came by on Monday. My mother knew when she passed that her children and grandchildren would take care of each other, and we will. We have been blessed with a mother who made a house a home, poured her life into us, was always there for us, and gave us the total family experience she didn't have. My mother was poor in spirit, and the Bible says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." That hurt caused by her father caused her heart to see she needed a savior. And in the end, it was a beautiful ending, not only for my mother, but for her two half-brothers, her half-sister, and her own mother. Because in due time, each one of them came to Christ and served him. That's the power, the absolute power of the gospel. And our peace comes in knowing that my mother is in the presence of her Savior, dancing the jig in those patent leather shoes on streets of gold with my dad. And if there is a peephole in heaven, They're both looking down on all of us, their friends, their family, this institution, their children and grandchildren, interceding for us, cheering us on, that we will finish the journey well. My mother's last request was that I put her father's name in her obituary. I said, "Mama, why? He was never a father to you. He abandoned you." And she said, "But I was his daughter. I've forgiven him." She taught us that forgiveness goes a long way, all the way to the cross, all the way to eternity. And C.S. Lewis said this: to be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable in others, because God himself has forgiven the inexcusable in all of us. That was one final lesson from my mother before she passed. My mother knew God had forgiven her, and because of that, she was able to enter the gates of heaven. And my mother was sure where she was going, absolutely sure. And she would want me to ask you today, have you experienced that forgiveness? Do you know for sure that that chariot will one day come for you? Because she would want to see all of us in heaven. Death is a part of life. It's okay. We were blessed by you, Mama. See you in heaven.